Arizona's highest court is set to decide whether a Phoenix law aimed at prohibiting businesses from discriminating against LGBTQ people violates the state's constitution. The case centers on a Phoenix business that argues designing wedding invitations for same-sex weddings goes against their religious beliefs. KJZZ's Will Stone has been covering this story, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Lauren.
Okay, so Will, exactly what exactly is the story behind this case? How did this all start?
It started when two women who run a business called Brush and Nib Studio, which designs wedding invitations, filed a lawsuit saying Phoenix's non-discrimination ordinance would essentially force them to celebrate same-sex weddings, which is against their faith. Phoenix has had this law on the books for decades. It prohibits discrimination based on things like race, gender, religion. But in 2013, the city updated that to include sexual orientation. And that applies pretty broadly to employment, housing, public accommodation. And those who don't follow it could face penalties and even possible jail time.
Jail time, okay. But no one has actually asked them to do this yet?
Not yet. The case was filed preemptively, arguing that the Phoenix law violates these women's rights to freedom of speech and religion because it would compel them to design an invitation that condones same-sex marriage when they believe marriage is only between a man and a woman. They're being represented by the conservative advocacy group Alliance Defending Freedom, which is based in Scottsdale, and their attorney is Jonathan Scruggs.
They serve all people. They serve all people in the LGBT community. They serve people regardless of their status, but they just don't convey every message, and that's true across the board. They don't convey messages demeaning women or demeaning people from the LGBT community, but there's some messages they can't convey for anybody.
And that's what the Phoenix law would force them to do, Scruggs says. Basically, any custom product they'd make, even one that asks them to, you know, simply celebrate a marriage between a same-sex couple would violate their rights.
Okay, and who's defending the law then?
The city of Phoenix has been in court now arguing that the ordinance doesn't in any way infringe on their free speech. It merely ensures they can't discriminate against LGBTQ people. Eric Frazier is representing the city and defending its anti-discrimination law.
What the wedding invitation company is asking for is really unheard of. It wants the court system to give them a blank check so that they can refuse service to any same-sex couple who's requesting custom wedding products.
And Frazier's saying, you know, the city isn't expecting the women to, you know, write long messages celebrating same-sex marriage, just make the kind of invitation that they would make for a straight couple. Mm-hmm. He also says that, you know, once you start allowing businesses to do this kind of thing, there's really no principled way to differentiate between discrimination based on sexual orientation versus discrimination on other bases like race or even religion. So in theory, the business could begin discriminating against an interracial couple or an interfaith couple is what the city's arguing.
Right. Okay. So what do the business owners who are bringing this case have to say about that?
Well, they say it's false and that they take issue with really the message. Mm-hmm. You can apply that to other circumstances. For example, an atheist singer shouldn't be forced to sing at a religious ceremony. They say they want their free speech protected, but they would happily serve gay couples as long as they don't have to send that message celebrating same-sex marriage.
Right, right. And many of us will think of the recent U.S. Supreme Court decision involving the Masterpiece Cake Shop. That's, of course, the Colorado baker who refused to design a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. Does that ruling come into play here?
It certainly frames the issue. The Arizona Court of Appeals issued its decision in the case shortly after the Supreme Court ruling, and it did cite from that case, and the appeals court ruled against the business. That's why it's being appealed now. Mm-hmm. The key here is that case, the Masterpiece Cake Shop, did not settle the fundamental question about balancing freedom of speech and discrimination. It ruled in favor of the baker, but that was because he had not received a fair hearing earlier in the case. It's not an issue here in Phoenix, so it doesn't really provide a clear answer for this case, although it should be noted that the Alliance Defending Freedom, the group involved in the Phoenix case, is the same group that defended the cake shop owner in that one.
Right. So what's next, Will?
The Supreme Court has set oral arguments for January 22nd. And while the cases similar to this have popped up around the country, this appears to be the first of its kind that will go in front of the Arizona Supreme Court.
All right. That's KJZZ's Will Stone. Will, thanks so much.
Thank you, Lauren.